Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Sun is thought patterns in all nakshatras, Capricorn rising. Sun in Ashwini nakshatra, fourth house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the sun in Ashwini nakshatra in the fourth house, your thought patterns focus on creating stability and initiating positive changes in your home and family life. Ashwini's pioneering and healing energy encourages you to bring fresh, innovative approaches to matters of domestic security and emotional foundations. Capricorn's disciplined and structured nature combines with Ashwini's swift and enthusiastic energy, driving you to think about how to build a secure, reliable base in your personal life. You often contemplate ways to enhance your household stability, aligning it with both practicality and progress. Sun in Bharani Nakshatra, fourth house. With the sun in Bharani Nakshatra in the fourth house, your Capricorn ascendant's responsible and steady nature merges with Bharani's transformative energy, particularly in home and family matters. Bharani encourages you to foster resilience and personal growth in your domestic environment, valuing dedication and the willingness to nurture significant changes in your household. You may often think about how to create a stable home that supports emotional growth and security, contemplating ways to navigate familial challenges with strength. This placement inspires you to approach family dynamics with responsibility and compassion, aiming to create a lasting foundation. Sun in Kritika Nakshatra, fifth house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the sun in Kritika Nakshatra in the fifth house, your thought patterns revolve around ambition, clarity, and the pursuit of excellence in creativity, education, and personal expression. Kritika's discerning and authoritative energy enhances Capricorn's natural inclination towards discipline, driving you to explore intellectual pursuits or creative projects with precision. You may often contemplate how to express yourself in ways that reflect both structure and inspiration, valuing projects that challenge your skills and broaden your knowledge. This placement encourages you to approach self-expression with a mindset focused on mastery and personal growth. Sun in Rohini Nakshatra, fifth house. With the sun in Rohini Nakshatra in the fifth house, your Capricorn ascendant's practical and determined nature aligns with Rohini's nurturing and abundant energy in matters of creativity, romance, and personal pursuits. Rohini encourages you to think about how to bring beauty, stability, and growth into your creative and intellectual efforts. You may often contemplate ways to approach your personal projects with both care and ambition, focusing on activities that allow you to build lasting accomplishments. This placement inspires you to approach self-expression and creativity with both patience and passion, thinking about how to cultivate fulfillment in your endeavors. Sun in Mrigashira Nakshatra, sixth house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the sun in Mrigashira Nakshatra in the sixth house, your thought patterns focus on curiosity, problem-solving, and flexibility in daily routines and work matters. Mrigashira's inquisitive and adaptable energy complements Capricorn's structured approach, encouraging you to explore innovative solutions in work or health practices. you often contemplate ways to improve your efficiency and adaptability in your daily tasks, valuing methods that enhance productivity and well-being. This placement inspires you to approach your work life with an analytical, open-minded perspective, thinking about how to navigate challenges with both logic and creativity. Sun in Ardra Nakshatra, 6th house. With the Sun in Ardra Nakshatra in the 6th house, your Capricorn ascendant's disciplined and determined nature merges with Ardra's transformative and intense energy in daily routines, health, and service. Ardra encourages you to confront challenges head-on, often thinking about how to overcome obstacles with resilience and mental clarity. You frequently contemplate how to bring depth and transformation into your work or health practices, valuing methods that foster both personal growth and external impact. This placement inspires you to approach your tasks with a dedicated, transformative mindset, focusing on making tangible improvements in your daily life. Sun in Punarvasu Nakshatra, 7th house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the Sun in Punarvasu Nakshatra in the 7th house, your thought patterns center on harmony, renewal, and adaptability in partnerships and relationships. Punarvasu's nurturing and optimistic energy aligns with Capricorn's practical approach, encouraging you to think about ways to create balance and resilience in your partnerships. You often contemplate how to build relationships that allow for growth and mutual support, valuing connections that bring stability and emotional security. This placement inspires you to approach partnerships with patience and empathy, focusing on how to create meaningful, lasting bonds. Sun in Pushya Nakshatra, 7th house. With the Sun in Pushya Nakshatra in the 7th house, your Capricorn ascendant's responsible and structured nature blends with Pushya's nurturing and disciplined energy in partnerships and relationships. Pushya encourages you to think about creating strong, reliable bonds that provide emotional and practical support. You often contemplate how to foster relationships that offer mutual respect and understanding, valuing partnerships where both parties feel secure and appreciated. This placement inspires you to approach relationships with care and commitment, thinking about how to nurture connections that support your shared aspirations. Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra, 7th house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the Sun in Ashlesha Nakshatra in the 7th house, your thought patterns are influenced by intuition, depth, and insight in partnerships and relationships. Ashlesha's introspective and protective energy aligns with Capricorn's disciplined nature, encouraging you to explore the hidden aspects of your connections. You often contemplate the psychological and emotional dynamics in your relationships, valuing a deeper understanding of your partner's needs and motivations. This placement inspires you to approach relationships with both caution and empathy, thinking about how to build partnerships based on mutual trust and insight. Sun in Magha Nakshatra, 8th house. With the Sun in Magha Nakshatra in the 8th house, your Capricorn ascendant's drive for stability and growth merges with Magha's regal and authoritative energy, especially in matters of transformation, shared resources, and inner growth. Magha encourages you to explore themes of personal power and legacy within the context of shared resources and deeper psychological realms. You often contemplate how to bring a sense of dignity and purpose to your transformative experiences, focusing on understanding the legacy you wish to create. This placement inspires you to approach inner growth with confidence and pride, thinking about how to honor your roots while embracing change. Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, 8th house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the Sun in Purva Falguni Nakshatra in the 8th house, your thought patterns center on creativity, fulfillment, and transformation in shared resources, inner growth, and intimate matters. Purva Falguni's joyful and expressive energy aligns with Capricorn's desire for stability, encouraging you to bring positivity and openness to life's transformative moments. You often contemplate ways to infuse beauty and joy into your personal evolution, valuing experiences that bring both personal satisfaction and emotional depth. This placement inspires you to approach transformation with a sense of optimism and creativity, thinking about how to make each stage of growth enriching. Sun in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, 9th house. With the sun in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra in the ninth house, your Capricorn ascendant's disciplined and ambitious nature combines with Uttara Falguni's commitment-oriented energy in matters of philosophy, higher learning, and spiritual pursuits. Uttara Falguni encourages you to think about how to approach knowledge and belief systems with a sense of duty and dedication. You often contemplate how to create a stable foundation in your spiritual or intellectual life, valuing philosophies that encourage long-term growth and ethical integrity. This placement inspires you to approach higher learning with structure and purpose, focusing on how to build a legacy of wisdom and respect. Sun in Hasta Nakshatra, ninth house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the sun in Hasta Nakshatra in the ninth house, your thought patterns are influenced by precision, skill, and adaptability in areas of philosophy, travel, and spirituality. Hasta's practical and skillful energy aligns with Capricorn's structured nature, encouraging you to approach spiritual and intellectual pursuits with a hands-on, detailed approach. You often contemplate ways to apply your learning in practical ways, valuing knowledge that can be implemented effectively in daily life. This placement inspires you to approach your beliefs and intellectual pursuits with clarity and attention to detail, thinking about how to refine your understanding through practice. Sun in Chitra Nakshatra, Taos. With the sun in Chitra Nakshatra in the 10th house, your Capricorn ascendant's ambition and focus align with Chitra's artistic and constructive energy, especially in professional matters and public life. Chitra encourages you to think about how to make a memorable impact through your career, valuing aesthetics, structure, and craftsmanship in your work. You often contemplate ways to build a career that reflects both your creativity and commitment to excellence, focusing on achievements that have both substance and appeal. This placement inspires you to approach your professional goals with dedication and a sense of artistry, thinking about how to create a legacy that is both beautiful and enduring. Sun in Swati Nakshatra, 10th house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the sun in Swati Nakshatra in the 10th house, your thought patterns revolve around independence, diplomacy, and adaptability in your career and public image. Swati's balanced and flexible energy complements Capricorn's disciplined nature, encouraging you to consider how to bring harmony and a fresh perspective into your professional life. You often contemplate ways to establish a respected position through open-mindedness and collaboration, valuing professional relationships that allow for mutual growth. This placement inspires you to approach your career with a sense of balance and tact, thinking about how to build a reputation for fairness and flexibility. Sun in Vishakha Nakshatra, 10th house. With the sun in Vishakha Nakshatra in the 10th house, your Capricorn ascendant's ambitious and goal-oriented qualities align with Vishakha's determined and focused energy in career matters. Vishakha encourages you to pursue your professional goals with intensity and purpose, valuing achievements that bring a sense of fulfillment and respect. You often think about how to make meaningful contributions in your career, focusing on work that allows for both personal and professional growth. This placement inspires you to approach your career with resilience and a sense of purpose, thinking about how to create lasting success and impact. Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra, 11th house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the sun in Anuradha Nakshatra in the 11th house, your thought patterns focus on loyalty, resilience, and support within social circles and aspirations. Anuradha's devoted and emotionally rich energy combines with Capricorn's sense of responsibility, encouraging you to build meaningful connections with those who share your goals. You often contemplate ways to foster unity and mutual support in your friendships, valuing relationships that provide both inspiration and emotional depth. This placement inspires you to approach your aspirations with dedication, thinking about how to contribute positively to your community and achieve your shared goals. Sun in Jyeshtha Nakshatra, 11th house. With the sun in Jyeshtha Nakshatra in the 11th house, your Capricorn ascendant's disciplined nature merges with Jyeshtha's intense and protective energy, especially in friendships and social endeavors. Jyeshtha encourages you to think about how to navigate power dynamics and assert your influence within your networks, valuing relationships that foster mutual respect and growth. you often contemplate ways to achieve your aspirations with a focus on inner strength and resilience, preferring friendships that challenge and empower you. This placement inspires you to approach social connections with discernment and confidence, often thinking about how to create alliances that reflect integrity and shared values. Sun in Mula Nakshatra, 12th house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the Sun in Mula Nakshatra in the 12th house, your thought patterns are influenced by introspection, depth, and transformation, particularly in matters of spirituality and solitude. Mula's probing and transformative energy aligns with Capricorn's serious and reflective nature, encouraging you to explore the deeper aspects of your psyche and spiritual beliefs. You often contemplate life's mysteries and seek personal growth through introspection, valuing practices that allow for healing and self-discovery. This placement inspires you to approach spiritual matters with intensity and purpose, thinking about how to transform and strengthen your inner world. Sun in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, 12th house. With the Sun in Purva Ashada Nakshatra in the 12th house, your Capricorn ascendant's practical and dedicated qualities, combined with Purva Ashada's resilient and victorious energy in spiritual matters and self-reflection. Purva Ashada encourages you to think about finding inner peace and purpose, valuing practices that help you overcome challenges and emerge stronger. You often contemplate themes of renewal and inner strength, focusing on ways to build resilience through spiritual growth and introspection. This placement inspires you to approach spirituality with optimism and resolve, thinking about how to create inner harmony and fulfillment. Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 1st house. As a Capricorn ascendant, with the Sun in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra in the 1st house, your thought patterns focus on integrity, responsibility, and self-presentation. Uttara Ashada's disciplined and honorable energy enhances Capricorn's natural sense of duty, encouraging you to think about how to embody integrity and purpose in your interactions and self-image. You often contemplate how to create a lasting impact through your actions and choices, valuing self-expression that reflects strength and commitment. This placement inspires you to approach life with a strong sense of purpose, often thinking about how to lead by example and leave a legacy of respect and reliability. Sun in Shravana Nakshatra, 1st house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the Sun in Shravana Nakshatra in the 1st house, your thought patterns focus on wisdom, attentiveness, and reflection in matters of self-expression and identity. Shravana's observant and thoughtful energy complements Capricorn's disciplined nature, encouraging you to think about how to present yourself with grace and understanding. You often contemplate ways to embody wisdom in your actions, valuing a calm and deliberate approach to personal growth. This placement inspires you to approach life with a mindful, reflective attitude, thinking about how to communicate effectively and lead by example. Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra, 2nd house. With the Sun in Dhanishta Nakshatra in the 2nd house, your Capricorn ascendant's practical and goal-oriented qualities blend with Dhanishta's rhythmic and ambitious energy in areas of wealth, values, and family. Dhanishta encourages you to think about how to build stability and financial security with purpose and dedication. You often contemplate how to create a foundation that brings both material abundance and personal satisfaction, valuing financial practices that align with your aspirations. This placement inspires you to approach resources and family matters with structure, thinking about how to cultivate both prosperity and harmony in your life. Sun in Shatabisha Nakshatra, 2nd house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the Sun in Shatabisha Nakshatra in the 2nd house, your thought patterns revolve around introspection, healing, and originality in areas of self-worth, finances, and family values. Shatabisha's introspective and transformative energy aligns with Capricorn's reflective nature, encouraging you to approach finances and values with a mindset focused on personal healing and innovation. You often contemplate how to establish financial security through self-discovery, valuing resources that bring a sense of inner peace and empowerment. This placement inspires you to approach material matters with a unique perspective, thinking about how to cultivate both wealth and personal well-being. Sun in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, 3rd house. With the sun in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra in the third house, your Capricorn ascendant's disciplined nature combines with Purva Bhadrapada's intense and philosophical energy in communication, learning, and relationships with siblings and peers. Purva Bhadrapada encourages you to think about the deeper meaning behind your interactions, valuing conversations that bring growth and understanding. You often contemplate ways to express yourself with purpose and depth, focusing on relationships that allow for personal transformation. This placement inspires you to approach communication with a serious and meaningful mindset, thinking about how to foster relationships based on respect and shared insights. Sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, third house. As a Capricorn ascendant with the sun in Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra in the third house, your thought patterns are shaped by patience, empathy, and stability in matters of communication, learning, and relationships with siblings and close connections. Uttara Bhadrapada's calm and nurturing energy aligns with Capricorn's steady approach, encouraging you to think about building harmonious and supportive connections. You often contemplate ways to express yourself with compassion and understanding, valuing communication that promotes peace and unity. This placement inspires you to approach relationships with patience and insight, thinking about how to create bonds that are based on mutual respect and shared values. Sun in Ravati Nakshatra, third house. With the sun in Ravati Nakshatra in the third house, your Capricorn ascendant's pragmatic nature merges with Ravati's nurturing and empathetic energy in areas of communication, learning, and sibling relationships. Ravati encourages you to think about how to bring kindness and support into your interactions, valuing conversations that foster a sense of care and understanding. You often contemplate how to communicate with sensitivity and attentiveness, focusing on building connections that bring comfort and support. This placement inspires you to approach your relationships and learning with a gentle, compassionate mindset, thinking about how to create a positive impact in the lives of those around you.